Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, it is terrific to be with you.
It's great to be with you too, Jack. I got my snow tires back onto the Corolla this week, and I'm ready for cold weather. How are things on
your
side?
Holy smokes. It seems like it's rushing the season, but maybe not. You know better than I about what you're liable to face. So.
Yep, we're down in the 40s in the morning, so it's time to make the switch.
Yeah. Well, we're not facing that yet, and probably won't. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the car realm, because so much is going on. I mean, there's two new Tesla vehicles. They pulled the wraps off two new vehicles, and to say they are groundbreaking is understating the case, I think. I'd love to hear your comments about this, Chris. Electric vehicle sales as a whole in the United States hit a new record, despite many challenges in the third quarter. We'll tell you how the car makers did it coming up. And the Paris Auto Show is going on right now. It's previewing what could become an epic battle in the United States as European automakers square off against the Chinese. And the Chinese, of course, are flooding European countries with low-priced electric cars. I haven't come here yet, but might be imminent, maybe not. One major global vehicle manufacturer's admitted troubles have prompted merger rumors. I'll tell you about which companies are involved and how it could affect the vehicles you can buy here in the United States. A little hint, Chris is driving one of them this week. Chris, what's your quick reaction to the Tesla concepts?
Man, I have a lot of thoughts, but I think it was a good show. How about that?
Yeah, I like it. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. And each week we get together to talk about cars and the car industry. And Chris, what is the vehicle you'll be road testing this week?
I spent the week in the 2025 Ram 1500 Rebel. It's got a new engine this year, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Wild. I can't wait to hear about it. My test car this week is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq 6. And I'll tell you my thoughts on that. We have two special guests this week, Danny Shapiro from NVIDIA and Adrian Aguirre from Ford. So stay with us for that, and we'll have a ton of show for you. Just a ton of show. So thanks for being with us. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you for...
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves. It's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10/10 through 10/16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, 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 wait, 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 whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris T. Jack Nerad back with you for news. And, man, we've got a ton of news. Interesting news coming, certainly out of Tesla. Of course, we always love to report Tesla news. And they did a We Robot event in Burbank, California. Charming Burbank, California, not too far from where I live. And Elon Musk unveiled two new autonomous vehicles. Pretty interesting stuff. The Cybercab and Robovan. Right off the top, what are your thoughts about this, Chris?
I mean, we've talked about the difficulties of autonomous vehicles for months and months and months now, so I'm not going to go back down that road. What I will say is this. I think it's surprising that Tesla came out with a novel vehicle for this project, given that its other vehicles have likely most of the same sensors and the capabilities that these vehicles do. A two-seater coupe and a large, funky-looking van could be great. I think that there could be some other things that they could have done to kind of make this a little bit more streamlined in terms of the rollout. Additionally, I think that they showed off a bunch of things that aren't ready for market yet. So, like, what was the point of this other than to say, here's what we want to do in a couple of years?
Yeah, I think that's pretty typical, though, of Tesla, right? It's like they kind of raise their hand. Here we are. We got some cool stuff, but it's not cool stuff that you can buy anytime soon. It's cool stuff that's off in the future. And maybe that's to keep investors interested in it, among other things. The Cybercab is interesting because I think one of the uses, maybe the key use, is as a taxi cab. Like a two-seater cab, a taxi cab doesn't strike me as all that practical. It seems like there's a lot of times when in any kind of cab, in any kind of Uber situation, where you want to carry more than two people or more than two people in luggage. So I'm not kind of getting this. And then the other vehicle, the Robo van, can carry up to 20. So it's kind of neither is certainly right in the center of the consumer market. And I also think it's not centering on electric propulsion, right? This is centering all on autonomous operation. And I think that's where Elon sees the future for his company and maybe sees the future for the car industry as a whole.
Yeah. I mean, again, how long is it going to take us to get there? And how many people are going to willingly give up control of their vehicles to get behind the wheel of, or not the wheel, to get in the seat of one of these vehicles? You know, I think that these, they definitely serve a purpose. I think that, you know, taking such a broad vision of the automotive industry might be a little premature, but he's been right about other things in the past. So, you know, who am I to knock him until it becomes, until we figure out actually what's going on. So.
Yeah, I think that to give him some credit, I mean, the Cybertruck, which took a long time to come to market, something like, you know, 4 or 5 years to come to market, is now kind of a hit. I mean, I'm seeing incredible numbers of them. And the next story we're going to report on is the EV sales hitting a record high. And One of the reasons is Cybertruck has kind of hit home, and I'm finding that pretty interesting.
Yeah, and they may find even more buyers with the lower cost models they've come out with most recently. So it's fun to poo-poo them, but at the same time, you know, there is some logical thought happening behind the scenes, whether people don't like to believe it or not.
Well, I've got to wonder too. A lot of people thought electric vehicles weren't going to work when they first came to market, and now a lot of people are going, and I'm among them. I'm right with you that we're a long way off from, I think, really legitimate self-driving vehicles, but they're looking at doing this in 2027. That isn't too far over the horizon. I'm kind of fascinated by that.
Yeah, given that autonomous vehicles only recently gained access to highways in California, which is one of the only places they're testing right now, you know, I can't see 3 years, everything getting ironed out and these being ready to roll out unless it's another limited test like we're seeing from Waymo and Cruise and others right now.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about U.S. electric vehicle sales. I mean, you're one of the reasons I think this happened, or maybe you didn't buy it in this quarter, but U.S. electric vehicle sales hit a record level in the third quarter, 11% year-over-year gain to almost 350,000 units, 5% rise from the second quarter, and EV market share now close to 9%. All pretty good news for EV makers, one would say, at least on the looking at it from a broader angle. When you kind of get under the microscope a little more, maybe not so much. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if you incentivize any product far enough, like almost everybody will buy it, right? I mean, I think, you know, I bought a Honda Prologue, and this is back in June that I did that, but they've continued with the incentives on the Honda Prologue. GM is issuing huge cuts on its vehicles. So, you know, I think the discounts are helping. I just worry what's going to happen if they expire and if the federal tax credits expire.
Yeah. Well, this leasing loophole was a big, big deal. It contributed to over 12% of the EV's average transaction price. So that's a pretty, pretty big thing to bring down transaction prices. EV prices rose less than 1%, while other car prices were up higher. The average EV price was still up around $57,000, though. That's almost 20% higher than the overall market's average transaction price of $48,000. So they're still not cheap out there. I think, to your point, if you incentivize enough, you'll get people's interest and they'll see the value there. Tesla led the market, 6.6% sales growth. And the Cybertruck was one of the reasons they sold over 16,000 of those things. So no wonder I'm seeing a lot of them around. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think I'm an EV owner and EV supporter. I do think that the use case is still limited for a lot of buyers. But I think that the financial reality of this is becoming clearer to those people. And a lot of them, it's hard to ignore. You know, you're getting a sub $300 a month lease price, or, you know, you get this incentive, the tax credits that come on. So for a lot of people, it's significantly cheaper than buying a gas car.
Yeah, and maybe to operate them as well. And you're certainly, you can speak to that. Paris Auto Show is going on, and there is a big battle between the Chinese and European automakers. It has intensified and kind of epitomized at the Paris Auto Show, where there are 9 Chinese automakers on the shore of on the floor of the Paris Auto Show, including BYD, Leap Motor. Just kind of an amazing influx into the European Union relatively quickly. And maybe it's presaging something we're going to see in the United States.
Yeah, I mean, while a lot of those companies, BYD included, make gas vehicles, they make a lot of electric vehicles. And the tightening Euro, I think it's 7 emission standards that are coming out, make those vehicles a lot more popular. And they're super affordable. I mean, the Chinese government has subsidized these vehicles to the point where, you know, they're cheaper than most of the mainland European vehicles. So I don't think they'll end up being that way here, but we'll have to see how far they go with the tariffs and everything.
Yeah, they're talking about 45% tariffs in the European Union. And of course, the Chinese are saying that's unfair. And the Europeans are responding back that their manufacturers are so subsidized by the Chinese government that that's absolutely fair. So, you know, kind of a contest going on there. I won't describe exactly what kind of contest, but I think you can figure it out. There also is apparently still a big demand in Europe for cheap electric vehicles. I think a lot of people are operating used electric vehicles in Europe and finding them to be inexpensive to operate. So especially with gas prices being what they are in Europe. So there's a lot of value there. When the Chinese can come in and sell these vehicles so much cheaper than the mainland manufacturers of each of these countries. It gets to be a big deal, doesn't it?
Yeah, and in a way, it's an ideal market for those cheap EVs. I mean, things are a lot more condensed in Europe, especially in, you know, countries like France and Britain and things like that. So the saying that Americans think 100 years is a long time, while the British people think that 100 miles is a long distance. So they're kind of tailor-made for that market. But it will be interesting to see how, if they continue this growth after the tariffs, or if the tariffs become a thing.
Right. Well, the brand we alluded to earlier in the show that merger talks are swirling around is Stellantis. And, of course, that is the parent company of Ram and Dodge and Jeep. And what's your quick take on this? I know Stellantis is suffering sales-wise here.
Yeah, they're suffering sales-wise. They had quality issues, many recalls, and especially on some of their more popular models like the 4xe Jeeps. And they're turning over their CEO. So, I mean, I think these are all signs that things are needing in need of a turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, their shares in that company have dropped in terms of value by 45% year-to-date. So that's indicating something's weak going on there. And they're, of course, challenged by the Chinese, but they're also challenged by a lot of traditional competitors as well. So we'll see what happens with Stellantis. And maybe the Jeep brand will find another home somewhere. And when we come back, we'll be doing some road testing, and including road testing of the Ram 1500, the aforementioned Ram 1500. And I was road testing an electric vehicle that I kind of wouldn't mind owning. My test car this week is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq 6. So I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road for Road Test Time with Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redback with you, and we're so happy you're with us. We really do appreciate it. And if you like America on the Road, please look for us on YouTube and Rumble. We have video content there, and of course, join us each week here on America on the Road. We do appreciate it. Chris, you were driving a vehicle that we talked about in the previous segment as being, you know, maybe the subject of merger rumors. That kind of doesn't affect you as a consumer out there. But tell us about this Ram 1500 pickup truck.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with Ram's parent company. But in the meantime, the 2025 Ram 1500, I spent the week behind the wheel of the Rebel trim. You can get into this truck in the basic Tradesman model, which has vinyl seats and vinyl flooring and all that stuff, for just over $42,000. My Rebel trim was just under $70,000 with options. And then the top tungsten model, which I believe you talked about a few weeks ago, Jack, is just under $90,000 to start. So Ram made a bunch of upgrades to the truck for 2025. It's kind of, you can call it a heavy mid-cycle refresh here. It got cosmetic changes outside. But the biggest story here is the new engine. So they got rid of the Hemi V8s and went in favor of a V6 or six-cylinder only lineup here. Before I go too far, Jack, what do you think about the new inline six versus the old Hemi?
I think the new inline six is really cool. Inline sixes are inherently balanced, so that, you know, sends me back to my BMW days and you know, a bunch of six-cylinder engines that we had in America, tons of them when I was a kid. So I like that. What I have found with that engine, though, is it doesn't have the fuel economy benefits that maybe you would think it would have versus the Hemi. I bet you're going to talk about that.
Yeah, it doesn't have the fuel economy benefits that you would expect coming out of a Hemi, but I think there's some emissions benefits and things like that. And the turbochargers will also help towing, especially if you're in higher altitudes. So we can get into that in just a minute. The base engine here, though, is familiar for Chrysler Stellantis fans. It's the Pentastar 3.6 liter V6. You get 305 horsepower, 269 pound-feet of torque, perfectly fine engine. So there's really nothing to write home about it there, though. But the twin turbo 3.0 liter inline six that came with my truck had 420 horsepower, 469 pound-feet of torque, and power reached all four wheels through an 8-speed automatic. If you go up to the Tungsten and the Longhorn and a couple of the top trims in this lineup, you get a high output version of that engine with 540 horsepower and 521 pound-feet of torque. So significant steps that you're going up here. The mid-range engine, I will say, though, is very smooth. As you said, the inline six engines are buttery smooth. The only thing I really missed here, other than the fuel economy, Jack, is the sound, right? One of the things I really liked about Ram's Hemi engines was they really leaned into the exhaust note and that throaty sound of a V8. And you just don't get that here. Which for a lot of people won't matter. So,
but I know it matters to you, Chris, and I applaud you for that. You're a musical kind of guy, apparently.
I am a musical kind of guy, but I'm also not a Ram truck owner, so I don't know how much of a complaining I can do here before people start to call me out. The 8-speed transmission is very smooth. It never seemed to like search for gears like you find with Ford's 10-speed or Honda's 10-speed in some of their SUVs. It settles into a gear and it operates smoothly. Throttle response, I mean, it's a pickup truck, so you're not going to be, at least I hope you're not going to be drag racing too much, but I wouldn't call this the most responsive powertrain I've ever experienced in a pickup truck, but the power and the torque are there, and I think that, you know, for people who, you know, need those things, that you're not going to miss a lot from the Hemi V8. This mid-range Rebel model has a few options, so it comes standard with cloth upholstery. Mine had heated and ventilated seats with leather upholstery, panoramic sunroof, and so plenty of options here. And this is a full-size truck, Jack, so I want to get your opinion on it. I don't know how many children you've hauled around in a full-size pickup truck, but what do you think about the Ram's interior space?
I have hauled around quite a few, or my own children anyway, and maybe some other people's children at times. I wasn't kidnapping them, but they were riding along with my children. I want to make that clear. And I think it's one of the most comfortable vehicles out there, no matter what. I mean, I think it, as long as you're only having five people in it, I mean, it's super comfortable. That rear seat has plenty of leg room, plenty of width.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the Ram 1500 is that we're now 6 years into this generation with the 2025 model. And the interior is still one of the nicest, most comfortable trucks that you can, full-size truck interiors that you can get. And that's after, you know, Chevrolet, GMC updated their trucks significantly for the 2023 model year. So no real complaints about the interior here. The truck comes standard now with an 8.4-inch infotainment display, but you get a 12-inch screen stepping up one trim. And my truck came with a huge 14.4-inch display and a passenger display, Jack. So you have a digital gauge cluster, a giant touchscreen, and then a passenger touchscreen in this truck. So I don't really know what else you could expect from a pickup truck. But wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, my truck had a Harman Kardon stereo. And then you can get a full suite of safety equipment here, blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, and so on. So, you know, I think Ram made a substantive update to this truck for 2025. I think it's still, as I said earlier, one of the most comfortable trucks in the class with one of the nicest interiors. The inline six engine, I would urge someone to go drive this truck before, especially if they're coming out of the V8. But I saw no issues with it at all.
I didn't see any issues with it either. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of them on the road for a long period of time like we have with the Hemi V8. So we kind of know the longevity of that kind of engine. I also kind of like the simplicity of a naturally aspirated engine versus a turbo. So the old Hemi has that going for it. You know, I might be tempted at this point in time to look for an old one that had a Hemi in it, maybe 1 year old or something like that. I might go that direction instead, but that's the Luddite in me, Chris.
Yeah, I think I would probably go the same route, but if you go on a couple years back, you're still going to get the nice interior and most of the tech features too.
Yeah. Yeah. So nothing wrong with getting a 2 year old off lease Ram 1500, I think, depending on how it was used. Well, I was driving a vehicle, and this seems kind of like it's been on the market for a while, but this was actually a North American Car of the Year finalist for 2024. We're still in 2024. It seems like I've been looking at the Hyundai Ioniq 6 for a long time. I don't know how you feel about that, Chris. It's obviously a really interesting-looking vehicle, very futuristic design. It has a ton of advanced technology. I like the driving experience a lot. In fact, this is a sedan. Mark my words here, Chris. This is a sedan I think a lot of us, including myself, could live with and enjoy every day. This is coming out of my mouth, Chris. So, and I really believe that. I think it's pretty cool. This is built on the same platform as the Ioniq 5 SUV. Maybe that's why I feel like I've seen it for a while. It has a kind of a much more elegant silhouette. What's your take on the overall looks of this thing? I think it's kind of a litmus test.
Yeah, I mean, it's way out there in terms of styling. I've always said I liked it. I think it's definitely show-stopping for a lot of people, but I have heard complete opposite opinions of mine out there, and I think they're probably just as common. So polarizing is going to be my word for that.
Yeah, polarizing is a good one, too. You either love it or you don't. I think it's kind of cool, although I guess the shape maybe eats into the trunk room a little bit. This is available in rear or all-wheel drive form. It offers a couple of battery options, one of which delivers an estimated range of 361 miles, which is comparable to a Tesla Model 3. Very, very good amount of range. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm looking at this thing, because and liking it. The vehicle I had was the rear drive version, long range, with this kind of range. And in this kind of situation, I think this is the first time I've been in an electric vehicle, and I wasn't always checking on the dash to see how much range I had left. It just seemed like this is plenty, and I don't have to worry about this, and that's kind of what we like in our cars. Maybe you get the same sense in the Honda the Prologue that you have. I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, although my wife did almost get stranded yesterday trying to find a charger away from our house. You know, I think the rear drive, I've driven both the rear and the all-wheel drive versions of the Ioniq 6. I think that extended range, you know, people talked about range anxiety early on. It definitely gets you over that hump. I mean, you still have to watch it because you're going to have to go charge eventually. But I think it removes most of that concern from daily operation.
Yeah. 225 horsepower and a pretty stout amount of torque, 258 pound-feet of torque. Like I say, 361-mile range estimate. And you can charge this thing to 80% charge or something like that in about less than 20 minutes. I think 18 minutes is what they cite. I don't know that that's the case or not. I didn't do that. But and a price about $43,000, this does not qualify for federal tax credits unless you're leasing the vehicle. That's the loophole that maybe you want to look at. But I really think that this is the sweet spot for electric vehicles, not just for this electric vehicle, but maybe for electric vehicles in general. They don't have to be rocket ships. This has plenty of power. It seems peppy enough. And then you get that, you know, long range where you don't have to worry about charging. And I think that trumps the, you know, going from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds to me. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, a lot of people just want an electric vehicle for a commuter car, and this car satisfies that. And it is more than quick enough than a lot of people probably expect. So you're not going to miss out. If you really want to put your foot down, it'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. It will go. I kind of like the rear drive feel, although this still feels like an electric car, which means it kind of feels heavy. But the performance is sporty. It is super smooth, of course, and incredibly quiet. And I didn't have, you know, bogus sounds piped in. Piped into the cabin. Comfortably seats five, not as spacious as a crossover, but offers pretty versatile cargo spaces. The rear seats fold. Again, I think the shape kind of intrudes into the trunk space. As I mentioned, a fast charger, and it has twin 12.3-inch digital displays side by side. So this massive instrument and infotainment cluster, I think... there's a lot to like about this vehicle, and the price, I think, it's pretty much right.
Yeah, I agree. And as you mentioned, you can still get the tax credits for these vehicles by leasing them. And for a lot of people, that's the right answer anyway. And there are plenty of, again, incentives, as we talked about earlier. So I agree with you all around.
Yeah. Well, when we come back, we will have two special guests this time around, Chris. Danny Shapiro, he's VP of Automotive at NVIDIA. And I had a lengthy interview with him that wouldn't fit into our interview segment. So I'm going to, we'll have more from him in this segment. And I also got the chance to talk to Adrian Aguirre. He's the chief engineer on the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition. So I think you'll enjoy what he has to say about that. So stay with us for both of those interviews, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched two new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad with you, and we're so glad you're with us. You're listening and watching to what's going on here at America on the Road. We're lucky enough to have two interviews this week. A couple of weeks ago, I had a lengthy discussion with Danny Shapiro. He's NVIDIA's VP of Automotive, and it was so filled with good stuff that I wanted to include it in a future show, and this is the show. So we're going to offer you the rest of that interview coming up about software-defined vehicles right now. You know, there is the holy grail of the totally autonomous car, the car that That's will right. drive itself, right? A couple questions on that. One is, let's talk about AI and how that can help us get there. And then I want to talk about the amount of computing power that's necessary mm-hmm. to get that to kind of work.
No, you're absolutely right. And so these driver assistance systems that are going in the car are fundamentally the same architecture as what's going into a robo-taxi. Mm-hmm. Zoox is operating in San Francisco and the Bay Area, and they're developing these bidirectional robo-taxis, no steering wheel, no pedals. They're using NVIDIA technology inside because they have LiDAR sensors and radar cameras on all four corners of the vehicle surround. And so they have redundancy built in, but there's no human backup. Right. So it has to be spot on.
Better
so
work.
It's a massive amount of compute that goes in. Many of our processors are being used. And again, there's redundant systems so that if one were to go down, the vehicle still has a fail operational mode.
Yeah. Pretty critical. What are we going to see in the next 5 years out of this? I mean, you're probably developing at least 5 years out, maybe
Absolutely.
Farther
yeah,
than
yeah.
that. Talk
so
about it, that a little
it's
bit.
It's super exciting. Again, we're seeing this first wave of now these, the industry is calling it a software-defined vehicle, right? So a centralized computer. It has a set of core functionality now, but each software update adds new features, new capabilities, greater safety, maybe a highway pilot. The next software update could be a city pilot and just all kinds of other software for convenience. We're also seeing AI inside the cockpit, so more of a concierge, where not that you have to then talk to Siri out in the cloud or to Google in the cloud, mm-hmm. but the AI assistant knows your vehicle, it knows you, and you can have a direct dialogue about the car inside the car, so that's all running locally. And then if you need to go get information about a location for navigation or the weather or a time for a movie, right. whatever, it's going to go out to the cloud.
Are you building in a huge amount of quote-unquote extra computing power just based on the fact that these will be upgraded and probably require that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's the whole core thing. Instead of that previous model, which was, what's the minimum spec we can put in? It's out of date. Now it's kind of flipped. And it's like, what is the most we can put in the car today? What is the best performance? And now it's into hundreds, if not our next generation, 1,000 tops into the car. And when that car is released, it might not use it all. But it's right. designed so that it can be upgraded, have a long life ahead of it, instead of in the past, you bought the car and it was the best it was ever going to be the day you drove it off the lot.
Right.
Now it's at its most basic level the day you drive it home, and it will just get better and better and better over time.
What do you think is the most exciting thing we're going to see over the course of the next 5 to 10 years out of this area and out of automotive?
So I mean, I've been in a lot of self-driving vehicles. If you've never been in one, it is truly remarkable.
It is.
It is. And I think there's a lot of people who are scared of it. And I think it's natural to be scared of something you might not understand or you've never experienced. But I see them all the time in San Francisco, near where I live. And people get out of them and they're like taking selfies with the car. I mean, they had this magical
And they're still
experience.
Alive. It's really
they
amazing.
They're still alive. Yeah. I mean, the reality is they tend to be very boring rides, right? I mean, that's what you want. You want to get in the car. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to pay attention. The car drives you based on the app where you want to go. You get out and you're done. So it's really quite a transformational experience when you're in there and you realize that this provides mobility for people who might not otherwise have mobility.
Sure.
And it's going to reduce congestion, I believe. It's going to be more energy efficient. It's going to reduce the amount of parking lots. That's another big thing, right? You have cars that sit around so much.
Right.
These kinds of things are going to really reduce the amount of cars.
How soon are we going to go beyond robo-taxi to personal transportation that is autonomous? Or is that not even a model we should be looking at?
I still think, I mean, different companies have different models, but I still think it's a possibility. I mean, you know, the classic stat is that, you know, your personal car is only used 4% of the time, right? So in some cases, it might not make sense to invest that money into something that's not really utilized. So I think a lot of shared transport, but there's no reason why you can't see this kind of capability happening inside of personal vehicles. We're working with, I said, Volvo, we're working with Mercedes-Benz, the next generation Mercedes will be using NVIDIA Drive as well. And so that's going to roll out throughout every flavor of Mercedes-Benz over time. Again, a centralized, high-performance computer, software updatable to get higher and higher levels of automation as it's safe. We're not trying to rush anything out. We want to ensure it's purely ready for market. And so we're doing, like I said, a lot of simulation and testing both in the data center, where it's very safe, and then we put it on the roads for testing with professional drivers, and then once it's ready and approved and certified, it goes out to the public.
Then it goes out to the public. What should I have asked you that I haven't asked you about this subject?
Well, I think the key thing is kind of what makes a car company successful in this new era. And so how are the winners and losers going to be chosen? And so it really comes down to the rate of innovation that they can bring this technology to market. That rate of innovation is really a function of the three computers that they're going to use to develop it, the training in the data center, the testing and validation and simulation, and the performance in the vehicle. So it's not just about that computer that goes in the car, but it's the whole engineering life cycle that the software development goes through. So, and again, these are software-defined cars.
Right.
These car companies need to become software companies, most importantly, to be able to produce good software, great user interfaces, and achieve a high level of safety, and be able to quickly iterate and bring new features to market.
Yeah. I mean, PCs and phones are turned over pretty quickly. Like if you have a three-year-old phone, you get a really old phone.
That's right.
Typically, right? A lot of people keep their cars a lot longer than that. The typical lease is just 3 years. And a lot of people are keeping their, I think the average car on the road is 11, 12 years old.
That's right.
Walk me through how you develop stuff that far out and has kind of length.
That is a really good question. I think you have to recognize new technology is always going to be better than the previous generation technology.
One hopes.
It's a fact of life. It should be, of course.
Right.
And so what we've done is we've really tried to create a very long life cycle product. So even as we bring out our current generation, it's called Drive Orin. The next generation is Drive Thor, right? These are named after, you know, superheroes from the comics.
But, yes.
The software is the same that runs on both. But as you bring out the new one, you're going to get greater capability. It's going to be able to process more sensors. It's going to process higher resolution sensors. So that's also going to be a function of that vehicle, right? The vehicle 5 years from now is going to have better cameras, better radar, better LiDAR. So those things kind of in lockstep. The capabilities are going to evolve over time. Mm-hmm. But the point is, the car companies that we work with develop one software stack, and they can continue to enhance that. And regardless of whether they're on Drive Orin or on Drive Thor, they can be using the same software base.
And that was our interview with NVIDIA's Danny Shapiro. I also got the chance to speak with Adrian Aguirre. He's chief engineer on the 2025 Ford Expedition, so let's dive into that interview right now. Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you. We're in Detroit, Michigan, looking at the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition that is coming over the horizon. We're going to see it probably right after the first of the year. With me is the chief engineer, Adrian Aguirre, is with me. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. It seems like when we talk about vehicles, or when I originally started to review vehicles in this business a long, long time ago, we would talk about powertrain and suspension and, you know, maybe tire choice, that kind of thing. Now it seems in some ways that's the price of admission, right? And we're looking at many other factors. And probably as a chief engineer, you're looking at all of these factors. I mean, how do you approach a vehicle these days?
Yeah, so completely, Jack. Good to be here. So all factors are considered, but as we were talking earlier, yes, things that used to be differentiators are now just price of entry, right? So engines, transmissions, tires, everything you went through, customers still need and want, but they no longer distinguish one product from the next. And it happens in all industries, all technologies. So right now in the development of a vehicle, we set those table stakes, make sure that we're covered, competitive. We find out where we want to maybe distinguish ourselves from the competition, and then go and say with the customers what areas of their needs that are unmet, right? We want to make sure that we have areas of differentiation that are durable. It's not just a color, for example. It has to be something substantial.
Yeah.
And we really probe. So, for example, on this new 2025 expedition, we spent over 1,100 hours talking to customers to find out what else could we do for them. So you'll see that in the truck that we were seeing today, like things like the that split liftgate in the back, right? Oddly enough, right, something that people are incredibly frustrated about right now with SUVs is things will end up the back, right? So it's just like, of course we've all lived that. So what do we do about it? Mm-hmm. What else could we do once we're finding a solution for that problem? So it's nowadays a holistic look.
Is there something structural that leads you to that as well, or is that something you just decided this is a convenience feature? We're going to have that split lift gate and partial tailgate and partial lift gate and go with that?
So it's convenience, it's an unmet need, it's a frustration point. So the way I think through it really is, when you look at a product, is there anything that is frustrating the customer?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that the customer is afraid of? It's a very powerful thing.
Right.
Or is there any expectation that product is not meeting? So for me, those are like the three filters.
Let's talk about Tremor.
Yeah.
Really exciting innovation for this vehicle. All new for this vehicle. Walk us through the whole thing.
Tremor is really close to my heart. So we have three boys at home, and so just from the start, like Expedition, it's my truck, right? That's what
sure.
we drive all the time.
Uh-huh.
And going out is also something we do a lot. So there was this like real connection between how do we get Expedition to be really off-road capable, right? In a way that is really accessible to families. And mm-hmm. it's not a me thing, right? It's a we are going to go out together and
right.
do this. So there's a lot of levels to it. So there's like base capability, right? So make sure that the customer, we feel like we're going to be able to get there and get back safely and enjoyably. So there's a lot that we talked about. We've got protections throughout the vehicle, right? So we've got that front bash plate sourced from the Raptor, so proven. We've got skid plates underneath the engine, the transmission. We've protected the fuel tank. We have tried to strike a balance where you've got that incredible capability, but you can go for hours on the trail
mm-hmm.
and feel like you're in this space that you'd like to spend more time in.
How do you accomplish that? You know,
yeah.
what did it take?
So you need to lift the vehicle to get the capability, right?
Right.
So we've done
right.
that. And then you need to figure out what is that balance point between having a lot of control in the damping, right? So you can be off-road and feel like it's capable, but not so much that you're bouncing around. So that's what we're doing. So we're balancing springs, dampers, and overall setup of the suspension.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in this sweet spot.
And that was our interview with Adrian Aguirre, the chief engineer on the all-new 2025 Ford Expedition that will hit the market early next year. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more.
Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road. This is Jack Neurath along with co-host Chris Teague, and it is listener question time. We love to get your questions and, of course, your comments, too. So please send them along to us at editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. We'd love to hear from you, hear your comments. Chris, here is a question for you. This is from Kim in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm thinking about buying a used car, and I wonder where dealers get their used cars. Are they just trade-ins, or do they get vehicles from elsewhere, too?
Well, I am not a car dealership expert, but as I understand it, it's a combination of things, right? So you have people trading in their vehicles and buying new cars, so the dealer, if the car is acceptable, will sell that vehicle to customers. When they run low on inventory or need to bolster their inventory, the auction is a place that almost all of them go to. And then you have off-lease vehicles too, right? So people who have done the 3-4 whatever month lease and then turn that in to either buy a new car or move on. So you have a variety of sources, and I don't know that any one of them is better than the other unless you prefer to buy like a locally owned vehicle.
Yeah, I think if a vehicle were serviced by that dealership and they knew about it, maybe that is a slight advantage to you, but they can come from all kinds of sources, as you mentioned, off-lease vehicles. Some can come from rental fleets. There's a lot of sources of used vehicles out there. So one thing we recommend is check it out. Every used vehicle is a unique little unit. So
repurchase inspection every time.
Big time, yes. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark, a crime thriller available from Amazon in both ebook and paperback form. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, you can get America on the Road content now on YouTube and on Rumble as well, so look for it there. And, of course, Chris, we're available as a podcast, too, aren't we?
We are. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the rest. Like us, download us, follow us, all those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We are so grateful for your help. We do appreciate that. We're growing, and it's because of you that we're growing. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. And certainly thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices out there, so we're honored by the fact you're listening to America on the Road. And please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.